You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
We are joined in the studio with the lovely co-director of the Capping Show.
OG Radio.
And
ex-family member.
Thursday Driver. Was it Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday Drive. It's Sun Tierra.
Sun Tierra.
Sunny
now.
B.
Sunny B. I love how it's because ours is BS and yours was SB.
God. It's backwards. We're meant to be.
We're meant to be. Yeah.
We're meant to be.
So good to be back, guys.
No, thank you for coming in. We were like, how do we get this? How do we get this amazing human on? And we were like, Beckett, line it up.
How do we lure her back in?
Yeah. All you have to say is come here and I'll be there.
Literally just come for a chat.
Yeah, just come for a chit chat. Every week.
So you've directed this year's camping show.
Co-directed. Yes, with my good friend Jack Archibald. He's also a stage director for this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going amazing. The theme this year is Beezy. So Beezy, a gorgeous, gorgeous theme derived from the iconic movie Barbie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Our biggest giveaway ever that we ever did on Radio 1.
Yeah, the only giveaway that
counted.
No, such a good, such
it
a
was
good
way.
So you've been capping for,
yeah, for 4 years.
Yeah.
Oh, so you were writing it, or were you in it?
So the last 3 years, I've acted twice and written once, and now I'm directing it. So it's been a long time coming. And Jack, so the other co-director, him and I actually met in our first year of capping.
Oh, that's cool.
It's super cool. So he's like my best friend, and we both actually didn't know we'd interviewed for the position. So when we got the like roles, we were like, what the hell? We saw each other in the group chat, and it was just awesome.
You're like,
so,
hey.
Yeah.
How does it feel to be doing it from, obviously, the progression of going from an actor,
like baby capping, like,
to senior capping. It's crazy. It's a wild ride. I'm not going to lie to you. It's capping's one of those things that like everyone says capping is a cult, and it really is because it's super addictive. I mean, it's been my basis of my entire uni. But I don't know. I didn't realize how much a responsibility it would be, like directing. I know that sounds really silly, but
everyone's like, "Oh yeah,
yeah." I'm like, "I can
side hustle,
yeah, whatever, all good." But like, it's like our baby. Like we've created this beautiful thing, and like all the sketches we are so proud of, and all our actors we're so proud of, and like our production team, and like it's just a gorgeous thing to create and be able to share with everyone, and be like, "This is what we've been working on for 3 months," and like.
Yeah,
I'm just absolutely in awe of the show, in awe of the people that I work with. So.
Yeah,
aww.
I know. Do you have a highlight from the rehearsal writing process so far this year?
Oh, that's a great question. A highlight. We do a lot of things outside of capping.
Team bonding,
if you will.
Yeah.
And those are the most fun. We all dress up and we all go and hang out together. And, like, we've had some really amazing cast members this year who've, like, set up, like, treasure hunts and that stuff for us. So, like, it's really, really cute
That's
and
fun.
It's really fun. And, like, the writing process and the acting process can be really draining at at times. And you get to know these people inside and out. But it's so beautiful having those connections outside of capping and actually making an effort to hang out and, like, bond. So I think it's the whole just bonding with each other. Like, I don't know. We've all got on really, really well. Not that you don't most years, but, like, I feel like we've really clicked as, like, a whole unit.
This is a really wholesome camping show interview.
I'm kind of, like, jealous. Not going to lie.
No, you must audition. Like, next year. Come on, Sylvie.
I can't sing.
You don't have to sing. We don't sing. We act and dance, and you don't have to be a good dancer or a good actor. You just have to give it your best shot, and it's so much fun. And then we help you.
Can you imagine me in a play again?
I can, actually.
I reckon you'd slay.
I can't even remember the last time I was in play. I think I was 10, and I was the Pied Piper's mother. No, I lie. I was in year 10. And I was the camping ground owner.
Oh my god. The most important role. See, it's calling your name. It's about, you know, almost a decade.
Almost a decade, it feels like that. Yes. No.
So, this is definitely not your first capping show, but do you think that this is your last capping show?
The biggest question of all, yes, unfortunately.
Or is this like an Elton John moment when he says, this is my farewells tour, and then he's like, background again.
He's like, you thought. No, I would say it's definitely my last, which is really quite sad.
Yeah.
But
there's no point in me auditioning now.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry. I should have lied. I'll come back for you. If you do it, I'll
come okay.
back.
We'll talk.
Yeah, we'll talk. We'll keep in comms. Yeah, unfortunately, because I'm not a student anymore, I can't act in it. And I've loved directing, but every year we have new directors to keep it fun and fresh and unique and different. So I could do like video directing, but it's been a huge commitment for 4 years, and I think I'm excited to just like
pass the baton.
The baton, help anyone out, and like I said, these connections we've made are for life. And like we still hang out, like we'll hang out, and I think that's really lovely. Yeah, so
that's cute. What is like, do you have like a director's voice? Do you develop a director's voice? Like, you know how like teachers develop teacher voices? Do you have like a Sontero
voice? I would say, actually,
you're like, no, stop it.
Yeah, I'm like, quiet. I definitely say I would. My good friend from last year who's in the show, she actually said, she's like, Fun Sunny only comes out sometimes. And I was like, oh my God. She said, I know she's still there, but she's very much more professional now. And I was like, oh. So,
yes,
I would definitely say a teacher voice comes out.
Yeah.
But then that's why we have those after functions, because then it can be like...
Just kidding, guys. I'm still fun.
Yeah, don't
just
forget
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm not a scary, grumpy adult, I promise. So
yeah. That's because I was gonna say like direct from act being like in immersed in, I think there's like a from you know like actors they're all like actory, and then you're like now the big role, you're like the boss, and now everyone's like, oh, look at her.
Yeah, and I'm like, guys, I'm still one of you.
Did you come up with the BZ?
Yeah, so basically, how we do it, we did it in November, so it's been a long time coming. And myself, the other stage director, the two video directors, Adam and Sam, Dane, the OUSA producer, and the writers, I believe, as well, that we had three ex-cappers, like, want to be writers for the main script BZ, and then we had another one as well, so we had four all together. Anyway, we all sat down and we came up with 53 themes.
Wow.
And can you give us a couple of the other things?
Yeah, so when we whittled it down, it was between BZ, the funding games after the Hunger Games.
Oh yeah,
just a little fun. And like Inside Out, so like those
movie.
Yeah, so there was a crap load. And yeah, we finally decided on BZ because we're like, it's relevant, it's fun, we want to grab everyone's attention, and the name was just like, you can't get better than that.
And I love that it's Ben.
Yeah, it's BZ's and Ben instead of Barbie and Ken. Like,
yeah, not hitting close to home at all there, Sandra. That's really cool. And can you just tell us a bit more about what nights it's run? The admin details.
Of course. So, our first show is this Thursday, the 16th. Mm-hmm. It starts at 7 p.m. And the show runs. We have 8 of them until Friday, the 24th next week. So every day except Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So please get your tickets. It is just incredible. It's hilarious. It's provocative comedy, and it's got these amazing like extra bits, like the Sex and Sexy Tet who sing in it, and they're an a cappella group. We've also got the Salwyn Ballet, and like there's just something in it for everyone. So yeah, I really, everyone listening out there, they're only $20 and you can get it from
ousa.flickit.co.nz.
Yeah, exactly. Girl math.
Do you know your ad? The ad came out on Duolingo, so literally
it did.
There was absolutely no excuse people to not go.
That's so funny. Like, exactly. It's everywhere.
Yeah. No, thank you so much for coming on and chatting to us about your amazing production.
Oh,
it sounds amazing.
Thanks for having me back, team. No, I've missed
any time. Come back any.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.